little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
It's difficult sometimes, isn't it, when you're talking about sort of high-level pattern recognition, you know, when you're on top of your game and it's going well, it's brilliant and magical, and how do you do that? But, you know, sort of if you're not on top of your game and things aren't quite going so well, then the patient can perhaps feel like you've not done a thorough mm-hmm. job, that you cut the corners, but you haven't arrived at the satisfying.
No, great time for that. And that's heuristic thinking, really, which is, you know, I know what this is because I've seen it before.
Yeah.
And it's obvious to me. And the problem for people like you and me is that we've got to make sure that we don't do that and miss things, because you know, it's just, you know, I've seen irritable bowel so many times, you know, and it's obviously irritable bowel when it isn't. And I was thinking about this last night, actually, when I came back from Newbiggin, because I didn't have a very good day. We do doctor first there, So I'd spoken to 50 patients, and I'd seen probably about 15, which is unusual for me to see so many, but because I don't know them, I was bringing them down. And the dynamics of the consultation was really uncomfortable, because people don't have that same, you know, oh, this is Dr. Ma, I know who he is.
Yeah.
And it makes the flow go well. And all the techniques that I use normally would be fine if you videoed me, but I just thought it felt, it just didn't go that well, you know. People weren't responding as well as they would normally do. The stuff that I was doing, you know, I was making lighthearted banter and that wasn't working. And I got home thinking, I'm just a crap doctor. But it stayed with me. This morning I was back in Morpeth and I was actually thinking, actually it's like being on the same old ski slope again. And that's quite difficult. You can't explain that to a trainee. So you're quite right. It's
transplanting that, isn't it? Because we're comfortable. We've been working with the same patients for 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
And they know us and they know the way that we work. And then these GP registrars come in. Mm-hmm. They have to change work locations every 6 months.
Yeah.
They never get a chance really to build up that relationship. And then they have to go down. They've worked in the practice for 2 or 3 months. Then they have to go down and do it on play patients,
yeah.
Which some of them really find it quite difficult to regard them as being real patients. And are they opposing them? And are they going to play with them? Can you be humorous with them? And you probably can, but you have to play it quite right.
I think what we're debating to a certain extent here is that the difference between the high level consulting that we do and how that can be easy and rewarding, and so on, and the structured, rigid consulting that the trainees do, and the CSA is way down below where we are at the minute. So you don't have to worry too much about those finer points that we're talking about, because it's more just that practical aspect of getting through 10 minutes and doing the bits that you're supposed to do. But this isn't about consulting for the CSA necessarily, this is just about good consulting. And so the more we get entangled in high-level consulting versus rigid structures, the more difficult the whole discussion becomes, because trainees are different and some people are really good at these conversations and some people aren't, and the language is a massive thing for international graduates.
Let's hear it for our GP.